Is it on?
Welcome back. We're back again. Your mom friends.
Yes, your mom besties. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm Michaela.
And I'm Yami. And we are the moms.
Moms.
In the trenches.
Okay. We at least got moms on cue. So how are you?
Child, you know, just keeping on, you know, trying to find that balance between staying informed and keeping my sanity. So
I feel like we're gonna be saying that every episode. We're gonna be saying something similar.
Well, every day is something new, Mick. Every day.
Yeah. Every single day. And I don't understand how. I'm fine. So today, to catch our listeners up, I thought I chipped my tooth. I did not chip my tooth. My teeth are healthy. They took x-rays. But it was just extra sensitive. And the day that we're recording, I've had the least amount of pain because it was like radiating. Like it was one side, one half of my mouth. And it was like hot or cold.
Tooth pain is like the worst, like the most annoying kind of pain to have.
It really is. And so it was like hot or cold or just like the air catches it. And I would just have like radiating pain from the bottom of my like bottom teeth up to my top teeth. Last night was the first time I was able to, because I switched to Sensodyne toothpaste. And my dentist gave me this like other paste to like rub on my gum line and stuff. But last night was the first time that I was able to brush with no pain. This morning I brushed with no pain. And I accidentally ate some of the kids' chocolate ice cream earlier. And then I caught myself and I was like, oh shoot, it's ice cream, it's cold, and no pain. So, we're on the up and up here. Other than that, I'm doing fine. And baseball season has started, so Zion's doing good.
Professional baseball has also started. I know you don't care that much about professional baseball.
Well, I mean, we're planning on going to some games, so I'm starting to care a little bit.
Yes, professional baseball has started. We're very excited. It's perfect. Like, it's been feeling really springy lately. Mm-hmm. I've started my garden. It's just positive vibes amidst all the chaos in the political
world. It really
is.
You gotta protect your peace and protect, like, your own bubble. Like,
amen.
That's the way that it feels, truly. It's just, like, get everything together with yourself and... I don't know. I'm just minding my business all 2025.
Period. So, Michaela, what are we going to be talking about today? Because I am actually very excited for this episode. I feel like this is one of our most requested. I feel like this is what people talk about the most. I feel like when you start making mom friends, parent friends, you always go back and forth. Like, this is a topic of conversation. And I'm excited because I have a bunch of suggestions just off the dome.
Yeah, so today we're really going to be talking about some of the things that we really couldn't live without and it doesn't matter what stage. Newborn, pregnant, newborn, toddler.
Yes.
And the idea really came to me because the other week I was doing something. I was like, man, I'm so happy I've been doing this. And I'm like, wow, this is something that, like, if you were to ask me, hey, what is something that you just swear by as a parent? This is like, these are things, this is what we're listing today.
Yes. Our mom favorites or parenting favorites. Mom favorites.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. Things that we think you should have on your registry, on your wish list, things that you should invest in yourself if you can, if you are able, because
things
they
that
are
you
tried
do.
And true. Not just products, but just like things that have made our mom journeys just a tad bit easier, because this is hard. It's hard for the parents that want to do it right, you know? Like,
yeah, definitely. So, which is why we're giving this our favorites to you, and you adapt them to how you want to, because...
Exactly, and you got to remember that every kid is different, so what the first kid liked, the second kid might not like, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And you have to give yourself grace, obviously, and you have to, you know, be adaptable, and so we're not sponsored or nothing. This is just, you know... products and things that we, that like I said, have just made our lives easier as mothers, as working parents, mm-hmm. as individuals and whatnot. So yeah, in no particular order, Mick, you're up.
Okay, you say in no particular order, but I'm going to start mine with not necessarily pregnancy. There wasn't anything that I found when I was pregnant that I was like, oh, I swear by this. Like, I mean, I loved my pregnancy pillow, but it wasn't...
Ooh, pregnancy pillow, yes.
I mean, my pregnancy pillow was really good. My mom took it after and was like, I need this. But mine is more like being in the hospital. So I can remember with Carolina specifically, I had like the shakes, the chills, everything after giving birth. And mm-hmm. I'm a cold person. I have, you know, I'm like borderline anemic and whatnot. And like, even now I have a blanket wrapped around me. I work with a heater at my feet. Like I have to be warm. And so what I did in the hospital, I really am. But for me, one of the things that I just could not live without in the hospital when I packed my bag was my heating blanket. I specifically requested one. Because I was like, I'm not about to be in this cold hospital room and not be warm and be comfortable. And I will say, having a heating blanket and, like, you have the cramps and stuff typically after giving birth, it was just really comfortable. It was really nice. I could wrap it around my body and my back would have heat. My stomach had heat. I was warm. It was just one of the best things. So that was just number one with the early stages. And that's something that I just... personally was like, and then even after giving birth, like, obviously I wasn't sleeping with the heating blanket because, like, I would hold, you know, both of my kids and stuff, and I didn't want them to get too hot. But, like, it was just nice, like, if we were just chilling on the couch or something, and both of my kids are winter babies, so it's cold, like, heating blanket, it was nice. Put it on a low setting, make sure your kids aren't sweating and stuff. It was amazing. I mean, I love it. I need a new one.
I love that. I'll see what I can do for Mother's Day. Yes, I give her presents for Mother's Day, even though she's not my mother. She is out here mothering. So
I am. What's your number one? What's the first one?
Listen, okay, so when it comes to pregnancy, I will say, obviously, a good pregnancy pillow just made all the difference in the world. But I actually did have... that little ball that you bounce in, I had really bad, like, people call it like lightning crotch, but basically, like, I had very bad, like, pelvic
pain. Was it round ligament? Like,
yes, I had the round ligament pain. I told you, I've mentioned it. I actually was on physical therapy because it was too much. Being pregnant was the heaviest I had ever been in my life. I've always been, prior to being a mom, I was always, like, on the slim side, so it was awful. But that bouncy ball thing that you can sit on and you can kind of bounce and stretch around, that really, really was helpful. And I actually mm-hmm. do miss it. Like, I miss the
I think
not
mine
being
is,
pregnant, I miss the ball.
I think mine is deflated under the bed right now, but I distinctly remember with Carolina how I woke up super early and I was like, oh, it's just a little cramp. I gotta go pee. And then after a while, I was like literally bouncing on the ball at the recliner, like, okay. And then when my mom came over, I'm sitting on the ball and she just looked at me and was like, you do know you're in labor, right? But it does help, like, especially you, like, with your belly in the middle, your legs are spread and you're just bouncing and it's like, it takes your mind off of everything. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I would say definitely invest, especially if you feel like you have it in your mind you're going to have more than one child. I would 1,000% say invest in one of those balls, because I don't remember how much I paid for mine, but I know it wasn't like
I was crazy. Gonna say I didn't pay that much for mine. I think I got it on Amazon and
same.
Yeah, it lasted a while. I mean, yeah, it didn't. Yeah, for sure. It helped a lot, especially because when you're pregnant, you know, I mean, my pain was so bad that I actually did get muscle relaxers like prescribed while I was pregnant, but I didn't like taking them. So if you're on that side of like, you know, you don't want to take certain things because you don't know how it'll affect the baby and whatnot, and Tylenol can only do so much, I would definitely recommend that.
Yeah, for sure. And I remember going to the pregnancy classes at the hospital, and they were telling like some of the things that your partner, you know, doula, anybody like close to you can do to like ease the pain. And a lot of it was like sitting on the ball and then helping, you know, your pregnant person. So yeah, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that ball is under my bed deflated. So
so you might have another one is what you're saying. You haven't gotten
it's
rid of it.
It's more just like, it's just collecting dust. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. So this is the one that made me really think about making this an episode. Because I feel like it's outside of the box. I feel like it's something that most people don't think about. And if you do, then like, you know, maybe I'm just late to the game, whatever. But one thing that I love, like outside of maybe when the kids, by the time they turn one, this is when I really started doing it, I size up in their pajamas. And I know that sounds simple, but it was one of the best things I ever did. Aside from like the footy pajamas, the ones that you zip up. Once my kids turned one, they didn't really enjoy those as much. And I didn't really enjoy them as much because they were like bigger and like diaper changes was just annoying. But I sized up in pajamas, and I can't tell you guys, I don't know why, but it has made my life so much easier knowing, A, I like loose pajamas. So seeing my kids with like looser pajamas, and it's not like a crazy difference because I feel like pajamas are supposed to be fitted. So when you size up, it's not as like, it's not as big, but just that. And then knowing that next year when they are in that size, I'm still not rushing to buy more pajamas.
Yeah.
Because they can actually fit it right now. So I don't know why, but that's something that I feel like has saved me money. It saved me like ease my mind just knowing that they're not like having clothes clinging to them.
Well, a lot of pajamas are also like snug fit. I don't know why they do that. Yes. I got beef with that, but yeah, it's just smart to size up on things that they're gonna, you know, that's not seasonal. Like, yeah, just size
up. Right. Like Carolina has 3T pajamas, but I put on 4T pajamas when I switched her clothes out once it started getting warm. And once I put the 4T on her, I was like, first off, you're a tiny gal. So usually like 3T drowns her, but I put the 4T on her and I was like, oh, that fits perfect. And I was like, boom, I'm gonna tell everybody this. Like, just go ahead and size up. Don't feel rushed the next year having to get pajamas because they're just gonna fit, hopefully, next year. Like, your kid won't have that big of a growth spurt. But that was one of my favorite things. I don't know if it's like as mind boggling to some people and like just amazing, but to me, that was something that I was just like, man, I love that I've always done that.
Tried and true. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about tried and true. So going back to pregnancy, I feel like a lot of mine are pregnancy related, or like my top ones are pregnancy related because I was just so miserable when I was pregnant. So another thing that helped me, so another thing that helped me a lot that I actually learned from going to physical therapy while I was pregnant was putting a kinesiology tape on your belly to kind of release
Lift it. Yeah.
So I did that. I bought my own K tape. You know, people call it K tape. Mm-hmm. I bought it on Amazon, but they sell it at Target. They sell it at a bunch of other places. I actually got some for free initially with my like at my physical therapy place.
Yeah.
But it gives you the slightest bit of like relief, and after I started using it while I was pregnant, I understood why athletes use it, because I always saw like basketball games and stuff and people like some of the players were wearing tape, and I'm like, this cannot possibly work. Like, I was a skeptic, if you will.
Yeah.
Once I tried it on my belly, it was a game changer. I was like, because eventually I got so big, the pressure was so much, it felt like lightning crutch. I mean, it felt like it was burning. So just a little bit of kinesiology tape, and you can look it up on Pinterest or Google and like do different patterns to depends on what kind of relief you want and whatever. You can do like a web pattern or whatever. They sell it in different colors, or if you just want like a regular skin color. But yes, I would just switch it out like before my shower. Like, I would take it off after wearing it all day and I would shower, and then before then I would go to work the next day or whatever, I would put some on if I knew I was gonna be moving and stuff. And it was such a slight thing, but it made such a difference for me, and the pain and the discomfort. I didn't wear it to sleep. I don't think you're supposed to, but it was, and I know a lot of people do it when you're pregnant with multiples. One of my best friends, she was pregnant with twins and she actually used it. But you don't have to be pregnant with multiples. If you just feel like you're too big and it's putting a lot of pressure, just put some, you give it like a slight lift, and then you tape it to your, you lift it, you tape it to like your chest, or like I said, on your sides, however you want to do it. Game changer. Game changer.
I never thought to use it. But again, you know, I never had like the really bad like round ligament pain, none of that. So that's interesting. Because I had seen it. I was a skeptic too. I'd be like, that's not doing anything. Like, that's got to be a placebo effect. But
yeah, it really does. At least, like I said, for my pregnant belly, it helped a lot.
I don't know why. I don't know why I was a skeptic. Because I guess for me, I was thinking like, how sticky is this tape? Because I did have a belly band. And I swore by the belly band with Zion. Like, I would wrap that on me and like keep it tight. Because I was like, I need you to lift some of this pressure off of my bladder. But
for sure.
Definitely, I like with tape and stuff, I never think that it's gonna stick or do well, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, no, and you can see it. I mean, if you follow me on TikTok, you've seen my K-tape like video where like I have my belly exposed and you can see the tape. If you I posted a belly progression video on my YouTube page way back when with AJ, and you can see the tape. Like, once I started wearing it, I was like, this is awesome, because like I said, it's not anything like dramatic, but it's just enough to relieve some of that pressure.
Yeah, so you started it with AJ when you went to physical therapy with AJ, and then with Aria you were like, yep, just doing it again.
With Aria, I feel like I didn't get as big. But maybe it was also just AJ was my first pregnancy, so it was really like a life-changing kind of like, wow, I'm so big kind of thing, you know?
See, mine was the opposite. I was definitely bigger with Zion, or no, Carolina. Carolina actually weighed more than Zion when she was born, which is crazy to me if you look at them now. But
I know, she's such a petite gal.
She's so petite, but that's interesting. I like that. I'm banking that for sure. just in case my old self decides.
Put it on your like baby registry, or just get it before. Don't put it on your baby registry, because then people are gonna get it for the baby. Like, just try it.
Yeah.
Just get a roll and just try it. Promise. It doesn't hurt the baby. It's not, so it's like super, it's not something that's invasive. It's not like a medicine you have to take. Try it. It was awesome. Definitely helped a lot.
You definitely sold it. You definitely sold it. So this one, it's just one that I feel like everybody, like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to just say, I feel like everybody should do this though. I kept, so with Zion, I don't know why, but just very, I was a stickler for changing him, like, on the changing pad, in his room, you know. Yes. And when he was born, we lived in a townhouse, but I mostly spent my time upstairs. Like, I had to heal a little bit more with him, too, but I spent most of my time upstairs. When he was 6 months, we had bought our house, we moved in, but I was still changing him in his room the whole time. Like, very occasionally, I would change him outside of his room. So I didn't have this one really with him, but with Carolina, 100%. Like, she had a changing pad, but I think I used it, I can count on one hand how many times. But having a diaper caddy in, like, the most common space, the space that you're in the most, oh my gosh, was life-changing for me. Like, I literally had the Boudreaux's butt paste. I had diapers. And, like, if I was running low on diapers, I would go to her room and I would just take a handful and I would refill it. I would have medicine in there if she needed something, like, right away. I had, like, you know, the gas drops. I had lotion. I had everything you could think of was in that diaper caddy. And then as the kids got older and it turned from, like, I maybe still had diapers, but then I would put lotion because when they got out of the tub, I would just go, we would go on the couch, I would dry them off, put their clothes on right there. That was, it has been so life-changing for me. I wish I didn't get rid of it prematurely since Carolina is mostly potty trained. I was like, well, I don't need this anymore, but then I still find myself, like, the lotion is still just sitting on the couch and, like, there's random things just sitting there. Yeah. That used to live in it, but, or, like, Carolina has sensitive skin, so she goes outside, she comes inside, especially during spring and summer, she might have a rash, Benadryl cream was right there. And then when she was a baby, the other thing that we got for the first time that I never had before was a utility cart, and baby, rolling that thing from my room to the living room with all the stuff that I needed.
Honestly, yes. Yeah, I'm a little jealous that I did not think of that.
Those, I was like, these are things that I need. Like, organize, put the stuff on there. I don't even have to worry about it.
See, Michaela's very, compared to me, I feel like Michaela's very type A. And I'm not, like, fully type B, I don't think. But between you and I, I'm definitely the one that's, like, type B, and you're like, very, yeah, no, that's smart. y'all should put that
for context,
in your baby registry, put a utility cart.
Put a utility cart, it was $35.
On wheels.
I got one, you can probably find one on Marketplace, but if you're looking for, like, I went to, of course, Target at the time. And I got one for like $35, put it together. It was amazing. And then, like I said, the diaper caddy. And the diaper caddy is cool because, okay, you don't have a utility cart, but you can literally carry it from one room to another. So
yeah,
if I didn't have the cart, I had the diaper caddy and I needed to move to my room. I just picked it up and I moved it to my room. And like, I even had like the burp cloths. I had like the little, you know, muslin cloths, all that stuff just lived in the diaper caddy or the utility cart, and wipes, all that kind of stuff. Just organize it so that it was just easier. Because especially when you have a second child or, a third, yeah, after you have one, it's like, I need to do whatever I can to not have to move as much and lose my train of thought. Like, yeah, I need everything exactly, just readily available.
Yes.
So that's one thing too that I will say for other friends and family, especially, I would either get a diaper bag, the one that they wanted off the list, and fill it with diapers and wipes and like little things that they need. Or I would get like one of my, actually my sister-in-law, when she had her baby last year, one of the things I got was the diaper caddy that she wanted, and I filled it up with diapers and wipes. And then another one of my friends last year at her baby shower, I did the same thing. I was like, here's diapers, here's wipes. Like, I'll get it prepared for you so that you literally don't have to think about anything. And I would get size newborn and size one, because obviously people are probably going to get newborn. But those are the things, like, seriously, a diaper caddy, utility cart.
And honestly, put them pro on your tip, list. I wouldn't even put like baby or diaper or anything like that when you search for these products, because they tend to upcharge if it's specifically for babies. You can just get like a cart like for crafts or whatever, and just as long as it's on wheels and stuff.
Just call it utility cart. That's
yeah, just like a utility cart. Because if you put baby or if you put diaper or whatever, a lot of those products tend to be upcharged for literally no reason.
Yeah, just capitalism. Because oh my gosh, it's made for baby. There's no difference.
There really isn't. Do yourself a favor. Learn from our mistakes. When I was a first time mom, literally that was what I was looking for. It was like, it had to have baby. It had to have like, you know, it had to be like a recognizable brand and stuff. And now it's just like, bro, I don't care. Like, it works.
Yeah. My thing with the brands is it doesn't have to be like super recognizable, but it has to be something that like if I'm looking on Amazon or whatever, like I need to see the reviews. I can't just get anything. But it doesn't have to be like the name brand.
I'm not loyal to a specific like brand. I'm just like, whatever.
Like
I've
had three different diaper bags. I had one with Zion, but then I think like something spilled in it. So it ended up just being ruined and we got rid of it. It was literally my favorite diaper bag. Wasn't name brand. My second diaper bag that I had with Carolina was not name brand. The third one that we had, it was a gift when I was pregnant with Carolina, but we kind of just used it when we went on like vacations or something like that. Mm-hmm. Also not name brand. Like I just wanted the job to get done. And I wanted it to be good.
Period. I love that. Also, another thing that I did talking about diaper bags was, I mean, my diaper bag was Eddie Bauer because I thought I was that girl. And I am. One of the things that I did was that I would always leave it in the car. I never brought it in and out, like, unless I needed to, like, replenish it, basically. Just leave it in the car. Just leave it in the car. Unless you're putting something in, which you shouldn't be putting stuff in there that's going to go bad, like, i.e. an apple, right?
Right.
But Just leave it in the car, because then you won't forget it. Like, I right now, still to this day, my kids are mostly potty trained. Aria is mostly potty trained. AJ is fully potty trained. And I still have my my diaper bag in my trunk with wipes and, like, pull-ups and, like, an extra outfit. And, like, just leave it in the car. Just leave it in the car, because you'll be forgetting. And mom brain is a thing. We've talked about this. Just leave it. Just leave it in there.
You know what? Mine isn't in a bag, but I literally have all that stuff in the car. Like, once I'm the opposite. I always brought the diaper bag in, but that's because, you know me, everywhere I go, I have a water bottle with me. I don't know if you've ever seen me. I have it in the car when we go to dance, because I'm like, that's me carrying too much. But like, if I go somewhere, if I go to any function, anything, I have a water bottle. And so I always, that's one reason why
it's like
hard
your
for me
emotional
to give
support
up.
Water bottle at this point.
It is, because it's like I could just get thirsty. Like I need my water. So I was the opposite. I always needed, I'm still having a problem not really taking the diaper bag everywhere, because I'm like, what am I going to put my water bottle in? Like, I have to carry it? That's crazy. So I would bring it in just so I would, like...
Even though it has a handle? Like,
I don't care. Like, I have to carry it? No. But I would bring it in so that I could, like, replenish it. I could put my water in it. Like, I kept my, like, just some personal stuff in there. So I would, you know, I would bring it in, but I definitely feel like having something in the car. And I used to get anxiety about it and be like, well, I need the bag just in case. Like, I can't just have it in the car. And I was like, when am I not driving myself somewhere? It's not like I'm about to be dropped off or anything.
Yeah. So, especially if you have like a diaper caddy or whatever in your house, there's no reason you need to bring the diaper bag in with you. Just leave it in the car.
Oh, listen, I would get mad if I ever had to like take anything out of the diaper bag to use. Like if I fill it up and I put diapers and stuff in there, that's actually off limits.
Exactly.
That's for when we're out of the house and we're doing stuff.
Exactly.
So it was more just like, no. And sometimes, like, if we went somewhere, you know, I would throw my keys in there or whatever. And, like, I don't know. It was just more like, let me just bring it in the house because I don't want to forget anything. Like, I don't want to have to go back in the car and get what I need out of the bag and then go back in the house. Let me just bring it. But like you said, I'm more type A, so you know I'm going to be like, I'm planning ahead. I don't usually forget it.
At least.
And if I put my water bottle in it, I know I won't forget it. Just saying.
You're so easy to love. Oh my gosh. Okay. Another thing that's on mine, and we talked about this the other day. I put everybody on all my breastfeeding, pumping mamas. You guys need to get, and honestly, and I think any brand, I think they're pretty much all created equal, but I use the brand called Kubu, but get the Kubu pumping spray. And it's basically like a little lubricant spray. It's about like $15 for the bottle, but it lasts because you only need to spray like one or two sprays on each flange. Is that how you say it? Flange?
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
And then you just start pumping. And what it does is that it provides a little bit of like lubricant essentially, but mm-hmm. it's non-toxic. So it's easy for like some of it to get in the milk and then your baby ingest it or whatever. It's totally natural. Yeah. But it just helps with the discomfort of, you know, and relieving some of that friction that comes mm-hmm. from pumping straight up from your boob to the flange. So definitely. And every mama that I've recommended this to, it's been a game changer. The only reason I know about it is because my lactation consultant, God bless her soul, wherever she is, I hope she's doing great. I hope whenever she lays in the bed, the pillow is always cool. Like, I hope her favorite drink is always magically in the refrigerator when she wants it. Like, I just hope rainbows and sunshine for this girl. But she was the one that told me, because I had a really hard time pumping at first. Mm-hmm. And she was like, why don't you just get this thing? And she actually gave me a little like sample, and I was like, I need to get this. And then I said, it lasts forever. But when I needed to get a new one, I remember I went to Bye Bye Baby, and the gentleman that I spoke to had no idea what I was talking about. And I remember I got mad because I was like, you work at Bye Bye Baby. Like, this is literally, you know. But a lot of people that I've met, a lot of moms, don't know about this. And like I said, it's non-toxic. It's great. And it just makes pumping a little bit more comfortable. And to me, I feel like that's the reason. Once I found it, I was able to pump for longer. So I attribute a lot of my success with having, like, you know, a milk stored and whatnot, and being able to donate milk and whatnot, was because it was not as uncomfortable as some people do find it. Because it gives you like a little lube, like a little, it helps with that friction, like I said. So definitely get you some. You will not regret it if you pump.
And we're not sponsored by them, by the way. Like, this is,
but if they want to, if you're listening though, if anybody from the Kubu team is listening, hit me up at Moms in the Trenches Pod, because I game changer, for real, game changer.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad that worked out for you, and I hope that this reaches the right audience and that they can find these products.
For sure. Don't give up. Even if you're giving up on breastfeeding and you're just strictly pumping, but even that is uncomfortable, don't give up. Just try it.
Okay. Got it. So I think this will be my last one. And this is really for
already. Toddler. I'm having such a good time.
I know. We gotta make it to where they'll listen.
I don't know. This one's really for. I can hear myself talk all day long.
Get out of here. But this is Moms in the Trenches. We know that we are listening in our free time, which means hardly ever. So,
good point.
You know, we gotta be mindful, be demure. So, this one I feel like can go really toddler and beyond. So not even toddler. So, I'm one of those people where I'm like, why go through this stage when we could just cut it out and just get them used to something like that they already have to go to? For example, when Zion, and we did this with Carolina, but you know how like it's like, oh, you drink from a bottle or you have like the soft top and then you go to like a sippy cup that has like the rubber top and then eventually they try to wean you off and get you onto like the hard top. So when Zion, when he was maybe 6, 7, probably even 8 months old, was around the time we switched, but he started drinking formula when he was 6 months. And then I really, again, not sponsored, but Replay Recycle, that brand is my top favorite. Like if I have to plug anything, it's that brand. all of their plates, most of their utensils, most of their cups, Replay Recycle. They're, of course, inflation, so they're a little bit more expensive. But like when I was getting his cups, I would order sippy cups and it was $2 a cup, $2 a plate. And it's all from recycled materials. So amazing company. But when he was, after 6 months and we switched to formula, we were like, well, why do like the soft top when he's going to have to switch regardless? And so we would make his milk. Eventually we would make it in the sippy cup. So he got used to drinking from the sippy cup. And we never went through this stage of like him having to wean him off of the soft top. Cause you know, they say like the soft ones aren't good for their teeth when their teeth are developing and stuff. Now, medically, I don't know. I definitely want to put the disclaimer, like talk to your children's doctors to make sure that that's a good idea. For us that worked, with both kids. But again, like, you know, this is something to talk to your doctors about, pediatricians. So that was one of the things that we did where I was like, let's cut out the middleman. If we don't need to go through a stage where we have to wean them off of something, we can just switch them.
And honestly, made life so much easier. I think you should apply that to everything.
Well, so the other thing that we did when we started potty training Zion, we had, you know, the little toilets, but I was like, I refuse. I'm not cleaning no bucket. I'm not dumping no little bucket. I'm sorry. Talk to him. I don't want to do that. Preach. I don't want to spray it. I don't want the splash back from the spray. I don't want any of that. I'm not. And you could say, put a diaper in there, let them pee in that. No, I want, like, no, we're not doing that. No.
Preach it. I feel the same way. I never got a little mini toilet for, I got them a step stool and then a little insert to put on top of the, because obviously the toilet seat is,
it's too big. Too big.
They'll so swallow them. But that's all I did. I never, my mom got a little fake toilet and it was like a character and it made like a flushing sound when you flushed it. I thought it was a waste of money.
I mean, honestly. So the kids I bought one for Zion that was, I think it was Infantino or something like that kind of brand. Cutest. It looks like a regular toilet. It was really cute. It made the flushing noise. But once we were about to start, I was like, I'm actually getting rid of this. Like, he doesn't enjoy it. And the thing is if your kids are in school and the school works with them on potty training, they're not using those toilets. So for us, it was easier to, we had the insert for Zion, and eventually I just bought the toilet attachment so that like you have the seat and then the attachment goes down and it's magnetic. So like when you close it, it goes back up. That has been the best thing. And like, because Zion was actually scared of sitting on the toilet. And I was like, well, you have to get used to it, baby. Because if you're at school and you have to be potty trained at school, they're not using these. I can't baby you on this. Like you eventually have to use a toilet. It's probably going to be shorter because you're a kid. So they're, you know, making shorter toilets for you, but you have to get used to it. And then with Carolina, she never started off in like a fake potty. Like she's always been on the toilet, whether that's the insert or the attachment. Yeah,
for sure.
And I will say it has made life a lot easier because I do, you know, I have talked to people who are like, my kid's afraid of the toilet. My, you know, it's hard to get them to understand how to like, you're sitting on this and we dump it, but now we have to move on to sitting on the regular toilet. That is like,
I agree. Just it's a game changer. Just cut off the middleman for sure. And just apply that to everything. If they're not into like pacifiers and bottles, don't give it to them. Just skip it. Because like, that's what I did with like, once I realized that my kids were not passy and like bottle babies, I was like, bet, why am I even going to try to force it? Because this is going to be a battle to try to get rid of it anyway.
Exactly. So, exactly. Yeah. So don't even stress yourself out with doing, if you know that in the future, this is something that you have to get rid of. And I feel like society really capitalism tries to like put that in our minds. Like, oh, but they love Paw Patrol. Let's get a Paw Patrol, you know, toilet. Let's get this kind of toilet for them. A character. I think there are different ways, and we can definitely talk about this with potty training too, but different ways to incorporate or teach your kids. Like if you have a sippy cup with a hard top, you can still get a hard top in their favorite character. Or like with potty training, instead of getting the toilet in their favorite character, see if there's a character on pull-ups and be like, hey, we don't want to get Spider-Man wet, so we need to keep this dry. And then if you have to go, we'll use a toilet. So that's something that I swear by. Like if you know in the future, it's something that you have to get rid of for development purposes, just cut out the middleman if you can. Just make your life. And I know for some people, it's not that easy. Like you do have a pacifier kid. That's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe absolutely. Just if you have a pacifier kid, just transition them to hard top cups first so that they already know the sensation.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. And I do think that there is a place for products like that, like those mini toilets. Like I think if you're potty training and you're going on a road trip, that might be helpful. You can keep it in your trunk, give them a little privacy when they're, you know, because you don't want to take them to the gas station or whatever. If the older sibling has something going on and you know there's not going to be like, but you're in the middle of like the potty training trenches, for sure, get one of them things. Keep it on you at all times. When I was potty training AJ, you know, obviously AJ has autism, so he was in occupational therapy. At one point, I brought the insert, obviously cleaned and stuff. I brought the insert to occupational therapy so that we would, you know, she would also help with incorporating that and give tips and whatnot. So I definitely think there is a place for them. And like you said, whatever works for you might not work for me. So, you know, no judgment here whatsoever, but,
No judgment. If you do what you have to do.
Exactly. But if you can cut out the middleman, you know, and I will say, even though my kids were not pacifier babies, my daughter is a thumb sucker and that's proving to be a challenge because I can't just cut her thumb off. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Like, I definitely don't want to say, I don't want this to come off as like hoity-toity or anything. It's more just like, these are things that I noticed. And you have to play it off of how your kid's personality. So like for my kids, I knew that they would probably grasp it more. And if they didn't, then obviously I would just need to throttle back. So I don't want it to come off of like, well, this is what I did and this is magic and da 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 da. It's like never that. It's more of like if you can and you see the opportunity, personally, I would seize that chance and be like, okay, this is something, this is a headache that I don't have to deal with.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. We are never coming from a place of shaming or judging, and we will eventually have to kind of update this episode as the kids, or this topic, as the kids get older. Right now, we are
for sure
in the toddlerhood trenches, so we're not really, we don't have like favorite apps, for example, to like for them to learn fractions or whatever. We're not there yet, right? We're only talking.
Like, come back, we can come only back talk. To us and like, we'll have to come back to this in like fall after they start kindergarten and really seeing like
exactly
how their personalities like, I don't have, change. And yeah, all that stuff.
I don't have any tips on how to teach them the value of money and like how to manage and financial literacy. We're not there yet. They're babies. They think we're rich. Actually, they you know
they do.
So obviously we appreciate you guys for listening, but also stick with us, because even if you are not, if even if you're already past the toddler stages, there's always stuff out there that you know we have yet to try. And I do think as a society in the last like probably decade, we really have shifted the focus from, you know, I mean, yeah, capitalism is still a thing, but I do think as a society, we have kind of shifted that focus into, you know, having it be more wellness and more like intentional, right? With the products that we use, the media that we ingest and that sort of thing. So I am hopeful that in the future, we will be able to have more open conversations. I mean, the fact that we have a podcast where we can talk about, you know, breastfeeding and, you know, lubricant for your flange when you're pumping. I mean, that's huge.
Right.
That would have never been a thing, you know, when my mom was growing up, for example, when my mom was in the newborn trenches. So we have come a long way. And I do think it's the more we talk about these things and the more we normalize these topics, the better it's going to be for, you know, all of us as a society and for our children as a generation. So I'm very, very happy that we touched on this subject. It's not about just getting you guys to buy a certain brand or buy a certain product. It's just getting, you know, opening up that conversation of like, hey, you are not alone. This is hard.
You're not
this
alone.
This is what we
these
used.
Are things that, yeah. And like, it could be something silly. Like I said, with the pajamas, like it, I don't know, to an ordinary person, especially to someone who doesn't have kids, it's like, okay, you just bought a size up. To me, I'm like,
but
wow,
also whoever designed children's clothing with buttons.
Yeah.
We got beef.
So
don't like you. At the end of the day, though, you do you.
You do you. We appreciate you guys so much for listening again. And we hope that some of our ways of thinking, you know, like it gets your creative juices flowing and you can figure out ways to incorporate some of this in your life or figure out something that you're like, wow, you know what? That is something that has made my life easier. And please share it with us. We would love to, you know, eventually just read off some of your advice that you have for other parents. Because as a mother, you have to think outside of the box. One of the things we shared on our social media was that we are the best marketing people. So
that part.
We're all in this together, and again, I hope that this is helpful and it reaches the right people.
Amen. We hope you have an awesome rest of your week. Thank you so much. Please like, share, follow us on Instagram at Moms in the Trenches Pod, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.